You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Noah Hall is a Wayne State University environmental law professor. For some 3 years now, he's served as Special Assistant Attorney General investigating the Flint water crisis under the direction of former Attorney General Bill Schuette. As new AG Dana Nessel reevaluates her approach to the Flint water investigation, Noah Hall sat down to share his first public thoughts on this probe, just what's worked, what hasn't, and what he's learned. He joined us on Monday Stateside and said the wrongdoing in Flint happened in all aspects of state government.
The frustrating reality is that of those 15 officials charged, I think it's fair to say that all of them are the types of officials who were involved in carrying out orders and decisions for the Flint water crisis, covering up wrongdoing, sometimes lying and falsifying documents to cover up the wrongdoing. But these officials don't seem to be the power brokers, the real decision makers, the folks who not just put lives at risk at Flint, but benefited from those decisions.
Noah, why has this investigation taken so long?
Investigating an administration, while that administration holds many of the levers of power in state government, is one of the more challenging things I've done as a lawyer.
That was from Monday Stateside. Now let's continue my conversation with Noah Hall. All right. And now, a new attorney general, a new governor, both Democrats. What will that mean?
Well, first of all, I'm optimistic that with not just a new attorney general, but a new governor, we'll be able to not just wrap up our investigation, but begin to provide some accountability and solutions for the folks in Flint.
What would that look like? When you say some accountability, more charges, other people, higher?
It could be. It could be more charges, could be other people, could be higher. But I've spent a lot of time in Flint, and I've seen a lot of the folks in Flint spending their time in the courtroom. And they know how frustrating and unsatisfying our legal process can be. I don't think the folks in Flint are expecting miracles out of the courtroom. They know better. What they are expecting and what they very much deserve is for somebody to go to court and say what we all know happened and demand accountability. I can't guarantee a result, and I certainly can't guarantee an outcome from the court system. But the folks in Flint, I don't think have gotten the sense yet that the real decision makers, the people in power who benefited from the poisoning of Flint have been held accountable. It might be in a court. It might simply be by letting the truth out and almost giving credibility to a lot of the experience and the fears that the folks in Flint had. But I don't want to overpromise because to some extent, Flint is never going to see a full justice for what happened. I don't know how the legal system can ultimately fix many of the wrongs that were done. What I think and what I'm hoping to do, and I hope this gives the folks in Flint some satisfaction, is make an honest accounting of what happened so that we can be genuinely confident and not just blowing smoke, that we're making fixes, that this is not going to happen again. Right now, I can't go to the folks in Flint and say that we've done anything to fix state government so that this won't just happen over and over again. The exact same, we have the exact same failings, shortcomings, many of the same folks in office, the same broken environmental laws, and this needs to be fixed. And until we fix it, saying that we fixed Flint would be very incomplete.
And this is really then, to take what you're saying, we're talking about the people of Flint, but we're talking about everybody in the state of Michigan because you're clear. It's clear from what you're saying that we can't promise this won't happen again.
Yeah. One of the very frightening lessons we've learned from the Flint water investigation is that what happened in Flint can happen anywhere, and in fact is happening in many other places. The Department of Environmental Quality is failing to protect citizens' air, water, even the safety of their homes throughout Michigan. The US EPA is not overseeing the state of Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. The Attorney General's office has not been providing independent oversight. Our environmental laws essentially treat people as statistics and doesn't give nearly enough protection to human life and your need for drinking water. We have really fundamental problems with environmental protection in Michigan and in the United States. And Flint was really just the canary in the coal mine for the trouble and the type of harm that any community can face given how broken our environmental laws are.
Noah, you have zeroed in on some major recommendations that you believe would help keep something like this from happening again. What are these?
Well, to keep it simple, I'm focusing on three recommendations to fix environmental protection in Michigan so that we don't have another Flint. The first is, because environmental laws treat people as statistics, we need a new environmental right, a right of citizens to clean, safe water and a healthy environment. And that right should not turn a human being into a statistic or part of a cost-benefit equation, but rather it says that you have a fundamental constitutional right to be free of pollution and to drink clean water and breathe safe air. Second, our State Department of Environmental Quality has become little more than a part of the governor's cabinet and team. And we have a new governor who might have a new agenda and new priorities, but nonetheless, we need a Department of Environmental Quality that's independent of the governor.
We need a watchdog.
Right. Currently, the Department of Environmental Quality seeks to improve the environment in Michigan while advancing the governor's other goals of economic development, growing business, maybe providing more public infrastructure. And those are important goals, but the public needs an agency dedicated, as the name implies, to environmental protection. And the only way to have a Department of Environmental Quality that's truly focused on environmental protection and not run by politics is to govern the department with an independent commission. So the second recommendation of our report is that the Department of Environmental Quality be governed by an independent citizen commission, not by the governor directly.
And what's your third recommendation?
The third recommendation stems from the failings of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Attorney General's office to respond to citizen complaints about the Department of Environmental Quality. We need a new independent officer in Michigan, an environmental ombudsman who will hear citizen complaints about the Department of Environmental Quality's failure to respond in any given community. Unfortunately, we saw in Flint hundreds of phone calls to the US EPA, phone calls to the Attorney General's office, completely ignored. There's no reason to think that this is going to be fixed under the Trump EPA. If citizens in Michigan want oversight and want a place for public concerns to be heard, we need to create it ourselves. That would be an independent environmental ombudsman. This person would not report to the Department of Environmental Quality, but instead would be empowered to hear citizen complaints and initiate investigations on behalf of affected communities.
I want to get your thoughts as you look ahead, Noah Hall. First off, the news that came that Attorney General Nessel wants to replace Todd Flood as the Flint prosecutor on this investigation and instead have Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy take over. Your thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, I've worked with Todd Flood for almost 3 years now. And I have to say, there's simply no more hours in the day for Todd to work on behalf of citizens of Flint. What he has given to this job over the past 3 years is really tremendous. And I think a lot of the folks in Flint have seen it firsthand. They see him 24 hours a day, more or less, sitting outside that courtroom, getting ready to do his job, going through papers, doing all of the work that it takes. He has given his life to this work and has done, I think, everything possible to advance the cases. I don't know Kim Worthy, but she has a tremendous reputation. My concern would be that if there's a transition from one prosecution team to another, it's going to further delay and further postpone any justice for Flint. Ultimately, I have tremendous professional respect for Todd Flood and for Kim Worthy by reputation, and I'm confident that as professionals and as public servants, they're going to work together coordinate the prosecution. And if there's a transition, they'll transition it. You know, I don't know how to say this bluntly, but lawyers are not offended when clients choose to go with a different legal team. We do our work, and then if the clients want somebody else, that's the client's decision. No hard feelings. We're professionals.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Noah Hall, Wayne State University law professor, who's been serving on the Flint water investigation as Special Assistant Attorney General. Circling back to your reference earlier of this recent Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decision about Flint, recap again what it was and what does it mean going forward?
Sure. Well, the citizens of Flint did get a much-needed win late in the week last Friday. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals out of Cincinnati issued a major decision allowing the Flint plaintiffs' constitutional cases against the emergency managers and State Department of Environmental Quality officials to go forward. These were George W. Bush appointee judges, fairly conservative by reputation, who were appalled by the actions, the frauds, the disregard for law committed by state officials and emergency managers. To use the court's phrase, it shocked their conscience, depriving families, children of clean, safe water, lying to them, minimizing their concerns, turning the citizens essentially into opponents of government rather than the folks who government's supposed to be helping. And the Federal Court of Appeals decision names names. It points to specific evidence, and it says that in totality, the actions of the emergency managers and the State Department of Environmental Quality officials is so out of line and impermissible that it warrants constitutional claims and violations of due process for against people's right to be free of bodily injury.
So, and these would be people such as Darnell Early and Gerald Ambrose, the emergency managers that have already been charged. Were there names that have not been charged that emerged?
Well, three names that jumped out at me are three of the officials from the Department of Environmental Quality, Stephen Bush, Leanne Schechter-Smith, and Werfel. And
Brad Werfel was the media spokesperson, the communications fellow from the MDEQ.
Correct. And as a prosecutor, I can't speak to the criminal charges against these individuals, but I would very much encourage folks to look at what the civil court said these individuals did. And folks can draw their own conclusions about whether these state officials were simply doing their job or whether there was a lot more wrongdoing going on here.
Also, we have heard as the Democrats took over the House of Representatives on Capitol Hill that the new chair of the House Oversight Committee, Democrat Elijah Cummings, says he has every intention of getting Rick Snyder back in front of the committee. What do you make of that?
Sure. Well, let me just take a minute and fill you in on some of the background on this, because it's not ancient history, but it's getting old and the news moves quick these days.
It does.
Over a year ago, in the course of one of our preliminary exams, we called Harvey Hollins as a witness. Harvey Hollins is Governor Snyder's point person on urban affairs and one of the key members of his team in responding to the Flint water crisis. On the stand, Harvey Hollins was asked directly when he told the governor about the outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Flint. Now, the governor had testified before Congress that he didn't know anything about Legionnaires in Flint until a day before he announced it to the public, and that would have been, late 2016. Harvey Hollins directly contradicted the governor's sworn testimony to Congress. Harvey Hollins said that he told his boss, the governor, about Legionnaires months before the governor admitted to Congress that he knew. And this was no small point in court. We asked Harvey Hollins repeatedly, are you sure you intend to contradict the governor's sworn testimony to Congress? In no uncertain terms, he said he did. This presents at least the strong possibility that Governor Snyder's testimony before Congress was a lie, that Governor Snyder was not honest in his testimony before Congress. He was not honest in when he said he knew about Legionnaires' disease. He knew about Legionnaires' disease in Flint months before he did anything about it, and he lied to Congress about that. Now, under Republican leadership, the House Oversight Committee did not choose to follow up with Governor Snyder and his potential perjury in Congress. Under Democratic leadership and Chairman Cummings, I've heard public indications that he intends to revisit this issue and hopefully hold Governor Snyder accountable for his previous testimony and get to the bottom of this.
And we will note we have put in requests to speak with Chairman Cummings, and we certainly hope we'll be able to do that. Noah, as you think of the work you've done in these nearly 3 years now of investigating what happened in Flint, what has most surprised you?
The most surprising, the most troubling, and the most problematic thing that we've seen in Flint is the evidence piling up that what happened was not a mistake and was not an oversight, but was a systematic disregard for people's lives. And the tone and the lack of humanity is something that, frankly, keeps a lot of us sort of haunted and up at night. The language that was used to disregard the health of the citizens, their children. I've never seen a callousness played out against an entire city like this. An absolute disregard for the health and well-being of people. And to this day, I can't make sense of how some people can make the health of other people seem so distant. What happened in Flint could be any of us, and the humanity of it just seems to have been lost on state government.
Wayne State University law professor Noah Hall, who has been serving as Special Assistant Attorney General in the Flint Water investigation. I want to thank you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.